This is TWiT.
We spent a lot of time on Sunday on TWiT on This Week in Tech. We had I kind of rejiggered the panel because I want to make sure we had at least one woman. We called and got Katie Benner, who wrote the New York Times article about harassment in Silicon Valley. Really blew the lid off of it. It all started, and credit to Reid Albergati over at The Information, who broke the story of Justin Kaldbeck. And Kaldbeck, of course, a venture capitalist who was accused by at least six women of using his position of power to sexually harass women who were women entrepreneurs who were trying to get funding. I mean, that is as bad as you can get. And then Katie Benner, in her article for The New York Times, furthered the story by talking about Chris Sacca, another very well-known venture capitalist, Dave McClure of another very famous, and Mark Cantor, a very famous entrepreneur, all three of whom apparently did something similar. In fact, Dave McClure, in Medium, shortly after the New York Times article, wrote a mea culpa, a confessional piece, in which he said, "I'm a jerk. You got me," and stepped down from his position. Chris Sacca has, "I'm a creep, I'm sorry," was the name of that story. Chris Sacca has continued to kind of deny the allegations, as has Mark Cantor. But nevertheless, these are well-known people in Silicon Valley. Not so much Justin, but these two, very
well-known. Mark Cantor's was much worse. You know, he said that, "Well, I acted like a jerk to get rid of her."
Yeah, he really denied
it. Really,
it was awful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's clear that at least some of these allegations are founded in fact. I mean, both Kaldbeck and McClure have left their positions, and in fact, the Kaldbeck's fund has been dissolved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
McClure apparently had decided to quit earlier, but as it turns out, now there's still a lot. By the way, there's still a lot conversation about all this in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. He apparently, they knew about this and they didn't maybe act on it as quickly as they should. Christine Tsai, who is his partner and now runs the fund, 500 Startups, says, "I didn't know," but he said he was going to step down earlier this year anyway. And anyway, there's a lot more to this story. And we don't need to go into the deets of these specific story, as I'm much more interested, and I know, Stacey, you wanted to talk about this, in the culture. I have to say, though, the conversation is really important, and I have to say that as we've started talking about this, I've heard from everybody I know, "Oh, yeah, I've been harassed," and not just in the tech business, but every woman has been harassed at least once, if not many times.
But how much worse is the tech business?
That's a good question.
That's.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, Okay. I would say, I've worked in finance, so I worked when I was very young. My first job was bond traders and working at the bond buyer.
That's a bunch of bros.
It's a bunch of bros. It's a very
big swinging, you know what's.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, there's harassment there. Then I worked actually here in Austin, where I dealt with a lot of the real estate guys, and they were at the time, I guess you could get porn on your smartphones, and I vividly remember sitting at a table, like at a gala with some real estate guys, and they were like showing me the porn on their smartphone. And I'm a 23-year-old kid.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
I'm like, ew.
My wife worked in the construction industry. Similar.
Oh, yeah.
Similar. Yeah. Very few women and a very macho culture.
And then, yeah, tech guys are also bad. So honestly, I think, Let us say, oh, hey, I think the issue here is that the tech industry is not as enlightened as they maybe thought they were.
Yes, and not as diverse as it needs to be.
Well, yep. We've known that forever. I mean, I was kind of getting to that from an economic diversity when I was asking about internships in journalism being paid, for example. That's a different kind of diversity. We're not talking about that here. But, I mean, these are conversations everyone should be having across the board, both economic, racial, gender, all of that needs to be, if we want to fix where we are, right? So those are the big macro kind of questions.
But boys will be boys.
Wrong.
If there aren't enough women around to say, knock the heck out and stop it.
So that's not, I mean, and most women aren't going to do it because boys still have the power and right. you don't want to be seen.
Right. That's
as,
right. So until women are equals in power, I would submit that's going to be a problem.
You should not say the word boys will be boys. You as a person, Leo, should say, hey, there's not enough women in power. I'm going to say, hey, stop it. Don't do that. And I've worked for some real jerks and I've worked for people who are amazing. And I'll call out Ohm for being really amazing because.
Right. He set a great culture.
He did. And, you know, I remember someone writing on the bottom of a blog post. It was a picture from one of our structure events. And it was a picture of me sitting, talking to some person at a cloud computing event. And the person wrote, great legs. And I saw this and I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And Ohm just without even thinking about it, just deleted it and was like, sent a note to the person, was like, screw you. We don't want your kind here on our site. And
good for Ohm. I love that. I don't say boys will be boys to in any way condone it or even say it's okay, but just that. This is what happens when you get a bunch of men together. You go in a locker room.
It doesn't have to happen.
It does. I agree. It shouldn't happen, but it does. And somebody in the chat room saying, "I worked in construction. There's not a single construction office in the country that doesn't have a adult calendar on the wall." Now, if there were women executives, that would stop immediately.
It might not. Some women internalize a lot of this.
I guess. I'm looking at Google's diversity report, which just came out. This is overall. 69% men, 31% women in general. If I go to tech, which is what we really care about, it goes down to 20% women. The thing I see also very shameful, 1% black, 3% Hispanic, 53% white. The next largest ethnicity is Asian, 39%. So this is Google who's apparently trying very hard to create diversity. But if you are in an environment like this, I think that's very hard on the 1 in 5 women.
Leo, yes, I think that's true. The what should frighten us more is that when one person has the courage to come out and expose this, the number who then follow.
Yeah, look what's happened.
BC or whether it's Bill Cosby or any of these cases. So, you know, it's not a numbers game. It's, I think Stacey's quite right, it's a power game no matter what. And even if the numbers are 50-50, there's intimidation that goes beyond even that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, aggressions of all kinds. And I agree with you, Stacey, we should all be more like Ohm. And even if there aren't women in the workplace, there should be men in the workplace who say, knock it off.
Exactly.
And I would say, so here's my advice to guys in the workplace. It's just basic rules that I can't believe they don't know, but
their mothers didn't teach them.
Their mothers didn't, or their fathers. I mean,
Sorry.
I'm like, we are not putting this all on the women. Sorry, Jeff.
But the real problem is that men.
Oh, wait, Leo. Let me please give you my rule. Okay. Rule is, I should never know if you want to sleep with me in a work environment. That's and you are dealing with a woman.
That's a good rule. I like that.
Any woman you're working with should never know if you want to sleep with her or not, because it's completely irrelevant to your professional relationship.
Yes.
Period. And if you follow that rule, you're great.
That doesn't mean just not saying I want to sleep with you.
No, it means all of the flirty, weird things that people do.
Yeah. Ugh. But I think that's a very good rule. And the thing I would say is that most men want to sleep with most women. So the difficulty and the reason men kind of gloss this over is, well, we're all thinking this anyway. So it really is, it's got to be at a behavioral level. I don't think you can teach men not to think that.
Right. I don't care what they think. I just should never know.
I love that rule.